Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You good, Tim?
I'm good. I was kind of excited by it. I don't know. I'm not freaked out by him.
John?
Yeah, totally excited by it.
That was our reaction literally the second after we had that earthquake yesterday morning. In my time here in San Diego, I've never felt one that strong, and you probably heard my reaction. Tammy, cool as the other side of the pillow. John? Possibly soiled himself.
I was going to say you were the wrinkled pillowcase of fear.
I will say this. That's funny. I will say this. I didn't enjoy it. Everybody has a different story. I don't know if I was like, I'm standing on one foot or if the jolt was that strong, but I was almost thrown down. And then the rolling.
Almost thrown down?
Like I almost fell. Like,
okay.
Because it was
Yeah.
I think I was almost, it just kind of like.
Messed with your equilibrium.
The sound and the force of it, the first shot that we had. I mean, that was like, oh my God, what was that? But then the swaying started, and that is what started freaking me out, thinking I need to go outside right now, and there's no way possible I can get outside. I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah. I think the best reaction was from our boss, Scotty. It was his very first experience of an earthquake.
Yeah, you would have thought it was at the amusement park.
That was a big one.
Was that an earthquake?
Yeah, it was.
I've never seen one.
Congratulations!
That was a big one. Was that big?
Oh, look at the lights are swinging. Did you show that? I think, did you show that?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Scott literally sounds like he just got off a roller coaster.
I know.
I'm trying to get my balance back, thinking, are we going to be okay as the building is still moving at this point?
Sure.
I never experienced in my... 14 years here in San Diego. I've experienced earthquakes.
Yes.
Never won that jolting. And I have a resounding opinion now that I did not like it.
It was interesting to see all the different home cameras that captured it, including a mom who was in the living room with her baby. Listen to this.
That is a mom turning a mama bear, grabbing her baby, and she was large and in charge.
Yes, I mean, she was.
Look at that. I was so impressed. Meanwhile, her husband was also there. He reacted as if he's heard Get Out before.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm gone.
It's so true.
I am gone.
She had
that baby out of that house.
Yep.
And the time it took me to go, she's already safe.
If you haven't seen the videos, all these are on John and Tammy's Instagram stories. Also, the poor guy in Julian in his liquor store.
Just had a fat earthquake. Just fixed up the f***ing store. Is everywhere. Glass falling. Whiskey, scotch, an assortment of different bottles.
Again, the different reactions kill me.
I know.
Clearly that man's been through an earthquake before. He's not mad about anything else except the fact, I just got the store ready. Really? Oh, God. Grab a mop.
It was intriguing to watch it, and I was feeling a lot of it out in Crest, and there was a 3.9 that came like an hour and a half later, and when I first heard it coming, I thought, it was a military helicopter, because they go over our place quite often, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to think everything's an earthquake now. And then I went, oh, that's an earthquake. I mean, I'm looking, John, if you look at all of the aftershocks that are at Julian that were just constant, right? And the one that we felt first initially came out as like a 6.5, 6.7. That's the initial assessment, but it was downgraded to a 5.2, but then all these 2.8s, 2.5s, 2.4s, and then the one that happened that I heard at home was a 4, and that was pretty loud. My dog, not happy. She spent the rest of the afternoon in her kennel because she's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, Roger was a little freaked out, too. That was his first big one. Right. I'm going to go ahead and say it was a 6.7. I don't care if it was downgraded or not. I survived a 6.7 quake. I survived the quake at 25.
The coolest thing to come out of yesterday, though, by far, was that San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Oh, man.
When the earthquake happens and you watch all of the elephants all come together and they form a circle around the smallest of the herd.
It's really beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Yeah. And again, you can see that on KSON and John and Tammy's Instagram stories. It's just beautiful.
Even elephants reacted better than I did.
Yeah.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. There was a time, and not so long ago, where a Monday night game in San Diego sounded like this. Yeah.
Woo!
Try to win.
Hot dog. Beer.
Let's fast forward. Last night, a Monday night game against the Chicago Cubs. The fifth biggest crowd in the history of Petco Park. Wow, have things changed. And the train just continues to roll for our boys as they come from behind. They fear nothing and love this team. Coming back against the Chicago Cubs.
Sheet swings, lines it into right field. That's a base hit. Arise has scored. Machado is on his way. The throw from Tucker, not in time. A two-run single for Gavin Sheets. And the Padre lead is 6-3. Tatis swings, hits it in the air, deep to left field. Haps going back. He's at the wall, looking up. It's going to go! Second of the night for Fernando. A two-run homer here in the eighth. And it's 8-4.
The fine call of Jesse Agler, radio voice of the San Diego Padres on 97.3 The Fan.
Now, you aren't going to today's game, correct?
I had a chance to go. A friend of mine is a big Cubs fan. Mm-hmm. He said, my son and I are going. Would you like to join us?
Yeah.
And I normally would, but this week is crazy. We got Stagecoach next week. I'm going to the game tomorrow. So I had to politely decline. Mm-hmm. I was very, very disappointed that I had to decline.
The reason I ask is every home game, we get quite a few messages on Instagram asking if you're going to be at the game.
Oh, is that right?
Is John going to be at the game today? Is John going today?
That's so
is John
awesome.
Going to the game tonight? Yeah.
Oh, my God. That makes me feel so good.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm famous.
Thank you for that. I just love this team, man. And how dialed in is Toddy right now? Two more bombs last night. What is it like to be him? To run out to right field and just be worshipped and to back it up? Man, how lucky are we to be able to see that night after night after night? Please, please, Fernando, be a Padre for life.
Hey, John, can you answer me a quick question? Those MLB rankings that came out yesterday, or whoever it was that ranked the Dodgers as like the top team in baseball, even though they're behind both us and the Giants right now in the standings.
Now, what time did that list come out?
Oh, I believe it was like 10 minutes before the earthquake. So obviously, powers that be was mad about that. But why would they rank them so high when it's pretty clear right now the Padres are better?
The ESPN power rankings is what Jessica is referring to. And yes, they came out at 10 o'clock yesterday morning. And yes, about 9 minutes later, the gods responded.
It just hit San Diego after MLB released its power rankings where they have the Dodgers as the number one team in baseball. And we all know that's a joke because the Padres are the number one team, and you pissed off San Diego. You pissed off this land because there's no way the Dodgers are better than the Padres. They're not even better than the Giants or the Cubs. Let's go!
I Love that guy. That's Padres Blogger. Producer Jessica, please try to get Padres Blogger on our show.
I love how he adds the earthquake sound effect to it because...
Don't forget the noise he adds when he says the Dodgers,
yes,
too.
A little upset.
You know what? If the power rankings were what they should be, which is the hottest team, the best team right now... Yeah, the Padres should be number one. The Giants, who are red hot, should be number two.
Uh-huh.
And then it should be the Dodgers.
Mother Nature didn't like it, and that's why we had the earthquake. Right. I'm going with that.
And remember, and remember, new and improved John 2025. I'm not paying attention to the Dodgers this year.
Okay.
You know, we're 14-3. Last time I checked, they should be paying attention to us.
Okay.
Ooh, I like it.
I wish I had a mic to drop. Damn, this thing's screwed in.
So you've seen it all over social media, people making action figure dolls of themselves. And
that is the thing right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is the thing. And there's a couple of ways that you can jump into this trend. You can go to ChatGPT and have AI build one, which, you know, can you imagine, John, if I said, John, go to ChatGPT and have AI build us, you'd be like, I don't even know where to start.
Too many letters.
Well,
what am I looking at, an eye chart?
There's always some of those, like, game ones on Facebook that you can have it make you this, right? Have it make me look like I'm when I'm a grandma. Have it make me look when I'm this. Well, they had the one for the dolls. So I'm like, okay, I can do this because it just randomly picks something out.
So it's based on your Facebook page, like the posts that you make?
That's what I assumed it would be, right? Right? It just kind of like reads your algorithm. It maybe goes through your pictures quickly and comes up with something until I tried it. So, John, my first go round on the OMG, make yourself as an action figure.
Let me tell you what.
I want you to describe what it made me.
Look at you.
Well, yes.
Apparently, according to Tammy's action figure, based on her profile on Facebook, Tammy is now a proud black woman with two little babies on her hip.
There's a bottle. There's a box of Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its.
I think there might even be a pacifier in there.
Were they looking at somebody else's Tammy?
I don't know. I think what happens is it just randomly generates one because it says you can redo it again. So I did it again, and then it whipped out another new Tammy where I have like four credit cards, a stack of cash, a diamond ring. I'll take that one.
I'm not
done raising babies.
That's
I already
not went
through
Tammy
that.
Either. Can they?
Yes.
So in other words, this is the worst app of all time.
It is. It's terrible. Well, it's just one of those redo, redo, redo. We can do it on yours too, John, and see what it would look like.
Oh man, I'm shuddering at what they're going to make me look like. All right, I'm doing it right now. Let's see if mine is inaccurate as yours.
Hang on.
Okay, well, I like this. According to... I just did mine. It's an app called OMG.
And you're going to be so happy with this one.
I got to be honest with you.
You're okay with it, aren't you?
I really kind of like my...
Describe what you look like.
I am a very fit man with a pair of cool jeans and a tight black t-shirt. I got a beautiful mane of long hair.
Yes.
I've got a guitar, a leather jacket.
You're finally a guitar player, John.
I find nothing wrong with this app. I am totally posting this on our Facebook page. Go check it out.
Okay, you can just hit replay. Just hit refresh again, John.
I took a picture of it. There's no way I'm hitting refresh.
Okay.
This is my guy.
Oh, my God.
I want to refresh me to be that guy.
Okay. Producer Jessica, can you do me a favor, please?
Yeah.
Because I know you probably have an account with ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And understand how it works much better than John and I do. Would you please make us each the action figure ones that ChatGPT does that actually matches who we are?
So I just started, and I started with you, Tammy.
Okay.
It's not a foolproof system.
Okay.
I just sent you guys an email of the first three.
Oh, my God. Really?
That I'm trying to do. We're working on it.
I'm looking at it right now.
The first one, I don't know where it got that.
Oh, dear Lord.
I'm not even going to bother describing.
Okay, Tammy with the beard. Oh, this one isn't bad. This one kind of fits, John.
Hang on. One
with the short blonde hair, and I got like a little drink and a medal and a phone.
Yeah, that's the third one. The first one is not you.
Yeah, I think they forgot to give me legs.
Yeah, the second
one. Oh, my goodness. They made you a little person.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. But the other one, actually, that's not too far off, Jess.
Yeah.
Why did they make you a little person?
I don't know.
Wow,
I don't
know. ChatGPT is the future.
I can't wait to see John's.
I'll post all of these fails on our social media. But
okay.
Not a fast process either, by the way. It takes time.
It takes time
to turn Tammy into 2 foot Tammy.
Yes. By the way, thank you for putting the effort in, Jess, because it's okay that it takes a while so John can revel in the fact he's finally a rock star with a guitar.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading to Claremont. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm really, really good. Thank you. My taxes are done. I'm a new man today.
Hey, it's a good feeling unless you got to pay a couple $1,000s.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Okay.
There's a good reason to wait till the very last minute when it's that.
Exactly. I feel you.
I will very politely shut my mouth then. How about that? Anthony, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of here.
All right, Tammy, can you step out, please?
You bet. Good luck.
Anthony, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, at garagedoorandgatestore.com. I want to remind you, all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Anthony, Sheryl Crow and Leanne Rimes will join as mega mentors for The Voice. True or false, Leanne has more Grammys than Sheryl?
I will say true.
Today is National Laundry Day. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be blank, is the slogan for what brand?
Tide.
Katy Perry and Gayle King were among a group of women who went into space yesterday on Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin. Gayle King is an anchor on a morning TV news show on which network?
I don't know.
The 5 cast members of the classic movie Breakfast Club are united over the weekend in this Midwest city where the high school dramedy was set. What is the Midwest city?
Oh, shoot. I don't remember the city.
Okay, and finally, Adrian Brody celebrated his birthday yesterday. He is a 2-time Oscar winner. Tell me either of the movies he won an Oscar for.
I'm drawing, but I don't know.
Okay. Let's get Tam back in. So, Anthony, what did you think about the earthquake yesterday, pal?
Man, I didn't even know it was an earthquake. I thought the wind was blowing the garage door.
Really? That's all you felt?
That's all I felt.
Man, totally different. Totally different reactions from so many different people. I was like, what the blank was that? About 35 times. Meanwhile, my ex-neighbor Andy, who's native, was like, I never even got out of my chair. I'm like, oh, would you be quiet?
Yeah, I went right back to work. I was like, okay.
Are you native?
No, I'm from Texas, so this is only the second earthquake I felt here.
And it didn't bother you at all?
No, not at all.
God, what's it like to be a man? What's it like to be a real man? I wasn't the same the rest of the day yesterday.
Well, in my defense, I used to watch tornadoes go across my pasture when I was younger.
That's true.
You know what? I think I'd rather have the quakes, frankly. Tornadoes are, I don't know.
All of the natural disasters that we can deal with, there isn't, like, the best one.
Right.
There really isn't.
Right. Yeah, unless it starts raining ice cream.
Yeah, you know? Right. Then
I love that ice cream storm.
All right, man, there you go.
Anthony got 1 out of 5.
Okay, all right.
Sheryl Crow and Leanne Rimes will join as mega mentors for The Voice. True or false, Leanne Rimes has more Grammys than Sheryl Crow?
I'm going to say true.
Nah, you fell into my trap, as did Anthony. Leanne has 2 Grammys. Sheryl Crow has 9 Grammys and is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Oh, yeah. So it's not even close. 1-0-0. Today's National Laundry Day. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be blank is the slogan for what brand?
Tide.
That is right. Anthony knows his laundry. You both got that right, 1-1. Katy Perry and Gayle King were among a group of women who went into space yesterday on Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin. Gayle King is an anchor on a morning TV news show on which network?
She is on, is it CBS?
CBS is right. 2-1, Tammy. Tell me the 5 cast members of the classic movie Breakfast Club are united over the weekend. First time in 40 years they've been together. They were all together in this Midwest city where the high school dramedy was set. What's the city?
Oh, what city were they in?
Since you're going to win anyway, I'll give you a clue. Almost every John Hughes, if not every John Hughes movie was set in this city.
Is it Chicago?
It is Chicago. Anthony couldn't figure it out. 3-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Adrian Brody celebrated his birthday yesterday. He's a 2-time Oscar winner. Tell me either of the movies he's won for.
The Pianist?
The Pianist is Right, or The Brutalist, which he just won this past year.
I guess anything with an ist.
Seems he's got a theme. Today, Anthony, Tammy beats you by a score of 4-1, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we got a great prize for you, buddy.
You have a 4-pack of tickets to SeaWorld San Diego to check out the brand new Jewels of the Sea, the Jellyfish Experience. Also, the Seven Seas Food Festival is going on, too.
Oh, sounds great.
Anthony, enjoy that. Have a great day today, pal. And before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Anthony in Claremont, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
We're here for the bottomless mimosas brunch.
I'm not known for my brains anyway, but I really doped out this weekend.
Okay, what happened?
So, first of all, what does the phrase bottomless mimosas mean to you?
It means that you can have as many mimosas as they allow. I would imagine as long as you're buying food that you just can keep having mimosas.
Means a good time.
And a nap in the afternoon.
So, yes.
Last month, I was with a group of us, and we went to a brunch downtown. I'm not going to call the place out because it's a great place, and they didn't do anything wrong. I'm the idiot. And we got bottomless mimosas.
Okay.
Meaning what we thought was just keep them coming.
Yeah.
And when the bill came, I didn't even realize it till we got home that we were not we were charged per bottle.
Per bottle, okay.
I was like, well, wait a second. That doesn't seem like bottomless mimosas to me.
Okay.
But, I mean, we were already gone. You know, I kind of gave myself a stern talking to, saying, pay attention to the bill more next time, blah, 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 blah. Same place over the weekend. And this time, it was just my girlfriend, Sam, and me. Same brunch. Our server suggests the bottomless mimosas this time.
Uh-huh.
And then he says, has anyone explained to you the process of our bottomless mimosas? So we're like, oh, something different. Because that the last time we were here, no one did.
Right. Right.
So, in fact, Sam says, you know what? No. And we had a weird experience last time. So please go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, he says, we bring you three choices of juice,
mm-hmm.
and you have 90 minutes, and then you're cut off. And we're like, that sounds great.
Yeah.
And that made sense.
Yeah.
Sure. Clearly, the server last time didn't know that and just charged us per bottle.
Right.
So, because we were there staying the night, walking everywhere, we decided, let's have another bottle
after. Sure, have a second bottle.
Sure, sure. You know, that's what you do when you're having a little staycation. Sure enough, bill comes. Per bottle, $40 per bottle. And that didn't sound like bottomless mimosas to me. So we call the server over, and we're like, what's the deal with getting charged per bottle?
Yeah.
It's per person, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I felt so stupid. As soon as he said it, I know. And you guys are both like, yeah, duh.
Yeah.
Oh, so that means the first time, though, the server actually did you a favor, because she probably, for six of you, charged you for two bottles instead of six people.
But it's so duh, John. It's so, like, no-brainer, John. How is it different than anything else on the menu, John?
You don't order a
hot fudge sundae and expect it to be for everybody.
Okay, so I'm going to defend you a little bit. They really should say per bottle, not per person, because the first time you went, it was a group of six, and you had two bottles, and they charged you for two.
Oh, so you mean on the receipt.
Yes. You would have totally understood it, and it would totally make more sense. Per person is kind of that's what confused you. It's per bottle.
I appreciate you making me sound less dopey.
Okay,
but
you're
I
not
just,
dopey. I totally
the way
get
the
it.
Server, and the server wasn't even trying to be condescending at all. I just felt so dumb as soon as he said it.
You're not dumb. Like, you're not.
The fact that you even have to say you're not dumb.
Oh, honey,
is kind of an indication.
So that if they would just say per bottle, it would have been any question. So that's really the misunderstanding there, I think, anyway.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you.
I'm glad you figured it out, though.
Oh, boy, he get a big tip, by the way. I felt so bad for wasting his time.
Oh, my gosh.
Aww. Sorry, Jeffrey. You're a fabulous server. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. A week from this Saturday, we'll hear that and many other of his best songs and huge surprises, according to the man himself. Jelly Roll headlining Saturday night at Stagecoach. Remember, we still have not given away that VIP Stagecoach experience with our sneaky sound send-off, but maybe we'll do so in just a couple minutes.
Jelly Roll is going to look quite different this year at Stagecoach than he did last year.
He looks like you lost a person. Congratulations. Do you mind giving an update on where you started and where you are now?
I started at 540 pounds. I'm 357 pounds this morning, baby. I'm going to lose another 100 pounds to go skydiving with my wife in Sweden, baby.
Why Sweden? I don't know. That seems so bizarre.
I've heard the skydiving's fabulous in Sweden.
You know, the thing is he looks even smaller than he says he is, because he just the other day posted video, and so did his wife Bunny and his daughter Bailey, because Bailey was going to prom. She got all dressed up. And when Bailey posted the video of her dad, Jelly Roll, giving her flowers and taking the pictures for prom, she referred to him as my built-in best friend.
Oh, wow.
That's so sweet.
You know, keep in mind, as far as the size thing, Jelly Roll's not a small guy anyway.
No,
I mean, he's a big, tall guy.
Yeah.
So that's a tremendous feat to lose that much weight in not a very long amount of time. I hope we get an opportunity to speak with him again next week. We don't know yet. But Jessica, how are we doing with that, by the way?
Any news? It's on our list. He's on our list. The rep knows that we want to talk to him. He's going to try to get him to us. Jelly Roll operates at Jelly Roll's speed.
Yes.
Okay. So he said it's going to be a game time decision.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll have that footage for you when we get back from Stagecoach.
Yeah, I want to know why specifically Sweden is where he wants to go skydiving. I'm very intrigued by that.
By the way, Jelly last week was the celebrity mentor on American Idol. He did a fabulous job. And one of the singers did Liar.
Mm-hmm.
The man started crying.
Aww.
He's like, that's not my song anymore. Yeah. That, he goes, you made that your song.
Wow.
He was really offering some good advice and some positivity. You just know that he understands. He's got a very clear vision of what his mission in life is now. And that's pretty damn cool. Hey, Taylor.
Hello.
First and foremost, everything okay at your home?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So we work with Taylor here in the office, and Taylor lives in Ramona, the epicenter of yesterday's first big quake that we had. Share with us, Taylor, what happened in your home? What did you experience?
I actually live next to the airport, so I thought it was just a jet plane, but then it lasted a little longer than expected. So it was just a lot of rumbling. I thought my windows were actually going to crack, but nothing actually happened because I have no decorations on the walls.
No?
Oh,
I guess. you planned ahead is what you're saying. You know what? There might be an earthquake. Why bother decorating? I was surprised that nothing fell off the walls here. The jolt that the building took,
yeah.
I mean, I've never felt anything like that. And Tammy had a great description because the windows, what did they do? They
it was, kinda, I looked over at the building across the street, Taylor, and the glass, yeah. Like, it rippled through the windows. It was very bizarre looking.
Like the Matrix.
Yeah. Taylor, you're expecting a baby within another baby here in 2.5 months. You have a baby right now. Did the baby react to it?
I had just put him down, and he woke up and from me screaming, get the baby out, get the baby out.
You were yelling at your husband, get the baby out?
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
You were like the other mom we saw in the video who was doing the exact same thing.
I tried getting up that fast, though.
Well, you have an excuse. You're very, very pregnant.
Yeah.
I have to imagine when you have a baby, it's a totally different mindset than Tam and I and Jessica just sitting here in the studio like, what the hell is that? I mean, that's the number one priority. So, well, we're glad everything's cool. I mean, you were right. You were right in the epicenter of things. How many aftershocks did you have to deal with all day yesterday?
So I actually left my house, so I never actually felt it.
Oh, okay.
You're like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're glad everything's okay.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for giving us a little moment of your day yesterday, Taylor.
Yeah, of course.
Another native, cool as the other side of the pillow when it comes to an earthquake. Meanwhile, there's me on floor 6 about to curl into the fetal position. I did not like that, okay? Meanwhile, how about Reggie Navinario? This is what a real man sounds like. Yeah. Dude was doing construction. He's on the 36th floor outside.
We're swaying like this in the elevator. I cut a foot. Going side to side. It was moving way too much. I knew something was up. The guys on top, they're on the side of the building, and they could fall off.
You know, thanks ABC 10 for that, by the way. John, when you were hanging on, because I understand it was freaking, it freaked you out, and you were grabbing on to our council here, the table here that you stand in front of, hanging on, because you're like, what the heck's going to happen?
Well, I had no idea what to do because, again, we're on the 6th floor.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of a bold statement until we just heard from Reggie.
Yes.
Reggie, floor 36. And, yeah, after that big jolt, the rolling is what really freaked me out. And watching the buildings outside swaying, mm-hmm. knowing that we were doing the same thing.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always had conversations with people in the Midwest where we're from. Would you rather go through a tornado than an earthquake? And up until yesterday, I always said tornadoes are way worse.
Mm-hmm.
I did not. I mean, it was very quick. Don't get me wrong. I didn't get the aftershock feeling that you got in Crest, Tammy. But yeah, I did not. No bueno. Did not like it.
Yeah.
I did not like it.
It's an earthquake or a tornado or a hurricane or a wildfire. They are all super scary.
Thank you for validating. Meanwhile, you're like, woohoo, let's go again. Like, what?
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Maniac! John and Tammy on the road again.
Amber in San Diego, you're going to sold-out Stagecoach!
Woo-hoo!
Woo!
Oh my goodness. Oh, I've been trying to go every year for my birthday, and this is just the best birthday present ever.
Happy birthday to you.
That's awesome. Well, we knew it was your birthday, and we knew we could only do one thing to make you happy. So congratulations. You've done it just in the nick of time. You are going to sold out Stagecoach because you took our road to Stagecoach. Well done. Now get to work. You got a lot to do before next week.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Carlos is in Santee. Tammy here to take you on for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Good morning, Carlos.
All right, good morning.
Hey, buddy, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
All right, Tammy, gotta leave.
All right, good luck.
Carlos, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy does, you get $100. Thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you, pal, that all ties go to Tammy as well, okay?
Okay.
Happy birthday to Abigail Breslin, who at age 10 was nominated for an Oscar for her role as Olive in Little Miss What?
Perfect.
Carrie Underwood ended her Las Vegas residency over the weekend. Carrie performed for 3 years in Vegas. What is Vegas also known as?
Sin City.
According to a recent survey, some of the happiest songs in country music include Boots, Scootin' Boogie by Brooks and Dunn, Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson, and I Like It, I Love It by this singer. Zoe Kravitz has sparked romance rumors with actor Austin Butler. Which Magic Mike star was she previously engaged to?
Channing Tatum.
And finally, the five cast members of the classic movie Breakfast Club reunited over the weekend. The movie starred Anthony Michael Hall, Molly Ringwald, Emilio Estevez, Ali Sheedy, and Judd Nelson. These actors, along with a few more like Demi Moore, Andrew McCarthy, and Rob Lowe, were nicknamed what in the 80s/early 90s?
I don't know.
All right. Let's get Tam back in. So, Carlos, what's going on with you today, man?
Nothing. Enjoying the day off.
No, good for you. What do you got planned?
So far, just grocery shopping, and that's about it.
Isn't it glorious to wake up and have nothing to do, just whatever you want, except whatever you want?
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Very good. Well, you earned it, pal. That's why it's called a day off. Carlos did 2 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
Happy birthday to Abigail Breslin, who at age 10 was nominated for an Oscar for her role as Olive in Little Miss What?
Sunshine.
Sunshine is right. Carlos went with perfect. Carrie Underwood ended her Las Vegas residency over the weekend. She performed for 3 years in Vegas, which is also known as what?
Sin City?
Yes. Except for Carrie, because she's Carrie, it's Angelic City. No, she's got a dark side. We all know she's got a dark side. 2 to 1, Carlos knew that. According to a recent survey, some of the happiest songs in country music include Boots, Scootin' Boogie by Brooks and Dunn, Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson, and I Like It, I Love It by who?
Tim McGraw.
Carlos went with Kenny Chesney. 3 to 1, Tam. Zoe Kravitz has sparked romance rumors with actor Austin Butler. Which Magic Mike star was she previously engaged to?
Channing Tatum.
That is correct. Carlos knew that for two. And finally, the five cast members of the classic movie Breakfast Club reunited over the weekend. The movie starred Anthony Michael Hall, Molly Ringwald, Leo Estevez, Ali Sheedy, and Judd Nelson. These actors, along with a few more like Demi Moore, Andrew McCarthy, and Rob Lowe, were nicknamed what in the 80s/early 90s?
The Brat Pack.
The Brat Pack.
Have you heard the theory that in the movie The Breakfast Club, Ali Sheedy's character, she makes that all up in her head? The theory is that she had no friends and all this, so she just went to detention to make up this whole story about the people who became her friends.
Oh.
It's a weird little...
That sounds depressing as crap. No,
it's a weird little theory.
No, I've never heard that before. Yeah. Love that movie, though. Yeah, today, Tammy has a clean sweep, Carlos, 5-2, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you, nevertheless.
Carlos, you have a 4-pack of tickets to SeaWorld San Diego. You can check out the new Jewels of the Sea, the Jellyfish Experience, and enjoy the Seven Seas Food Festival.
Oh, thank you.
Carlos, enjoy that, pal. Enjoy your day off. Go do you. Before you leave, however, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Carlos Constantine, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
As we've talked about, one of the big reasons I am so stressed out about revealing my Ancestry.com results is I have a fear that the person I thought I was, a proud Italian, might not be Italian, because that happened to a friend of ours. One of our dear friends and coworkers from Madison calls himself Jimmy G.
What's up, guys?
Hi, honey. How you been?
I've been nothing less than spectacular. How about you guys?
Just wonderful, Jimmy. I miss you, honey.
Yeah, I miss you guys, too.
How has it been so long since we've talked to you?
You know, I don't know. Life goes by. You look at the clock and, well, it just keeps going.
You know, I follow you, by the way, Jimmy, on social media, and you had, like, trips out to New York City. You've been kind of all over the place.
Good for you.
Yeah, I've been able to get back home. It was a while since I got back home, and I miss New York. I mean, I love Wisconsin. I love my Wisconsin family, but New York is, it's, you know, the smell. Everything about New York is just so delicious.
It's just so weird because you don't sound like a New Yorker at all. So, Jimmy.
You know, I've been told that.
That's kind of why we wanted to talk to you. We have been sharing your story, finding out your true birth mother when you were an adult.
Yeah,
and basically, in finding that out, realizing that your entire heritage that you thought you were a part of didn't exist. You're not Italian.
No, unbeknownst to me, my life was a sham.
So, honey.
Well, I have a DNA test. It's been completed. My daughter bought me Ancestry.com. I am so anxious to open it. I have the results on my phone. I could press the button right now. And I've been talking about your story specifically. I haven't been too personal. That's your story to tell. But just the situation that you were our dear friend and our great coworker who had this vibe, and you can tell why now as we're talking to the actual man himself, that he's an Italian man from New York.
Yes.
He looks the part. He clearly sounds the part.
Yes. You lived the part, Jimmy.
And then only to find out, and I remember vividly, and be as personal as you want, you were bothered by that when you found that out.
It was 36 years till I found my mother. And thanks to my sister, who's an adopted sister, I was able to find my mother. The whole backstory to that. But to live my whole life under the impression that I am something this, and then you come to find out that you're not, you know, like when, actually, here's a funny thing, little quick bunny trail. When I went back to New York, in January, I was able to hook up with a couple of my old buddies from the block. They didn't know my story yet. Tell them the story still was like, no matter what you say, you sound off. You know, it's hard to make heads or tails of it. But when you digest it and you go through it, it's really not bad. It was actually, I'm honored to know that it's over, and I know who and what I am, and now I can follow a path versus putting this in my head, what I think I might be. Yeah, you know, like I said a minute ago, living my life is a sham. That was a complete joke. I'm proud of who and what I am, and now I know.
No, so that's great.
That's a great answer, and that does calm me a little bit. I've got no reason to doubt the fact I'm Italian. I know I'm Italian. I know I'm Polish, I think. I hope. My parents didn't adopt me, so I have a little bit of easier of a roadmap than you did, but I'm still just freaking out because a lot of the stories we've heard, they all thought they were somebody else. So, I mean, I shouldn't say somebody else, but they came from somewhere else.
Right, right. It's odd when you build your identity as a specific type of person, I guess would be the right word to use, and then you find out that that's just a big cloud of smoke now. You know, I rolled with it, and now that I know who I am, boy, I'm pretty proud. It turns out that I am 100% Russian.
That's so crazy.
That's cool.
Right?
You could be a villain in John Wick.
That'll be the new road you take down, Jimmy. I love it. That's so cute. I love your journey, and we love the fact that you agreed to share it. And you're just a wonderful human being, and you just have one of the best attitudes of anyone we know.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hey, man, miss and love you, and I'm sorry it's been so long since we've talked, man. You're a good part of our family.
I thank you guys for everything that I am, and you guys definitely a lot of molding of who I am. You guys are awesome. I love you guys. I'm here for you. Nothing but love.
I think I'd like to have Jimmy as part of the big reveal.
Yeah, I think that would be cool.
Would that be cool with you, Pell? Bring you on to see what this mess is all about?
You kidding me? I would love it. I would love it.
Okay. What if we're brothers?
You know, if we're brothers, I couldn't be any luckier.
Yeah, aww. I feel the same way. All right, Jimmy. We love you, Pell. Take care of yourself. Our best to your family, okay?
Thank you. Love you too, man.
Bye,
we'll talk soon.
Bye-bye, guys.
Just a great, genuine dude, right? Mm-hmm. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Well, I was busy at work yesterday trying to calm Tammy and producer Jessica down.
Oh, my God.
During that pretty strong earthquake. That was the strongest earthquake I've ever experienced in my 14-plus years here in California.
We saw.
Oh, I know. Clearly, anyone who saw the video knows exactly that.
I'm not laughing at you. It's just like, I like how you're like, oh, I had to calm them down.
Well, I then had to check in with my daughters, who were at my daughter's apartment.
Yeah.
Julia is in town hanging out with her sister, my dog, Roger the puppy. And let's not forget the newest addition to the family.
Oh, yes.
My girlfriend, Sam, who moved to Carlsbad to be with me from Nashville,
uh-huh.
Got her first earthquake experience pretty quick into her California tenure.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
You were alone.
Yes, I was, and I got an emergency alert on my phone, and it said to take cover, earthquake warning. So I stood in between our closet and our bedroom door frame.
How long from the warning on your phone?
Like 30 seconds.
Okay.
And there was two, like, big shakes, like, yeah. One shake and then a big shake again. Yeah. And I just heard things rattling, which I figured our entire memorabilia room was falling off the wall.
You are from Nashville.
Yeah.
You are used to very severe tornadic activity.
Yes.
You've been through both.
Yeah.
What would you prefer?
I think I would be more afraid of a tornado. Like, the damage that can do faster than what an earthquake can do.
Do you have any anger or negative feelings towards me that I wasn't here to protect you, my roommate / girlfriend, through your first no-joke California earthquake?
I'm kind of glad I was alone, because I feel like if, like, Roger would have been here, he was afraid this morning where he felt it, and I would have made me more nervous, okay. And, like, it was better I was probably alone. Okay.
Congratulations. You're a Californian.
Yay.
So, if I'm reading the room right, she prefers I'm not there during a natural disaster. Nope, I'm good alone, pal.
Oh, my
gosh. You do you.
Oh, that's funny.
Man.
When I was talking to my youngest daughter, still lives here in California, and she texted me right away, did you feel that? And when I called her later, she had gotten underneath her vanity desk and was hiding under there, you know, and I said, really, probably the best thing to do is get outside in the middle of that big parking lot you have where there isn't anything around.
I have to ask a stupid question.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a couple of years too late. Next time that happens, God forbid.
Uh-huh.
What do we do up here?
Well, I mean, you're kind of stuck. I would say probably the stairwell would be the safest place, but
all right. Yeah. I hope we don't have to talk about it again.
Okay.